Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, there is an exhibition that is open at the moment at the Gang Gang Gallery in Lithgow, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's a portrait of landscape and time in Hill End, myth makers, heroes and villains. And it's by my guest this morning, Beck Wilson. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
You look, your art doesn't stop, and this next exhibition, you are a resident of Hill End. Tell us about A Portrait of Landscape and Time in Hill End. What's it about?
Well, when I was doing the Kate Kelly research, I found that there were quite a few stories that connected from Forbes to Hill End. And in fact, Hill End was called Forbes for a short time in 1860. Yeah, so that sparked my interest, and living in Hill End, of course, you hear lots of stories, you absorb a lot about history just by the nature of living there, and there you could feel volumes and volumes about Hill End, or, you know, it's just got this rich history. So I thought, well, I'm going to focus in on some of the more interesting stories. There's a few kind of sinister and macabre sort of stories and some other positive stories, but I just thought, let's go investigating, and it's been so much fun. It's been a lot of work. I spent about a year preparing it, and because I always do narrative paintings and a book to go with it.
Okay, was there any evidence of Ned Kelly actually going to Hill End?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, there are some whispers about that, but I haven't found anything. But I think it would be more than likely, because if you think about the distances that were able to be travelled without fences, you know, people trading stock and things like that. And when I did the research for Kate Kelly, actually, I thought there was some stuff about Cadow Station. They were doing a lot of trade with Victoria too. So there's lots of possibilities, but I didn't see anything specifically about Ned and Hill End.
Okay, all right. Now, tell me about Devil's Hole Creek and the murder that happened there.
Yes, well, so just linking Kate Kelly into that, her husband was a foster, and the fosters go back to the Pirimal region. They were known on the goldfields, and I guess it would have been Kate's husband's great-grandfather had licences to sell liquor, and he was also fined for selling it when he didn't have licences. So, but in the wee hours of the morning, a guy called George Roberts turned up at their inn, and that was in the Pirimal. And he lived some distance away at Devil's Hole Creek. And he was screaming that he'd murdered three people and he was covered in blood. And they were all distressed, you know, trying to figure out what the hell he was on about. So they, the foster family, one of the boys stayed and watched this guy, and they rode back to his campsite. Now, this guy was actually known as a hard worker. He was a sober man. And it was all a bit baffling, but when they arrived at the campsite, there was a murderous scene. There weren't three people. There was one person who'd been attacked with an axe. But what came out is that three friends of his, in inverted commas, had set him up. So they gave him some kind of potion. I don't know exactly what it was, but people saw him having a drink with them, but he was drinking from a separate bottle. And the plan was that, because they knew that he had gold and savings in his pillowcase, and he'd sewn cash into his rug. And actually, I found stories along the way where people used to wallpaper gold into the back of, you know, if they were lining their walls with newspaper, they would put gold in the back there so no one could find it.
Right.
Anyway, so they had conspired this thing, you know, to get him, I guess, off his face so that they could steal his, you know, to rob him, basically. Anyway, it didn't work because he was obviously a really fit, big, hard-working guy, and he'd convinced them that if they let him go, he would show them where the gold was, but then he took that opportunity to attack them. The others did a runner. They were never seen again, and this guy in the media, he was reported as being so polite throughout the court case, and he still ended up hanging in Bathurst. Even though it was all a setup, yeah.
Wow, fantastic! And this is but one of the stories that you've covered in the research you've done in these paintings in this book that you put together.
That's right. Yes, I've covered a lot of things, from the artists who've lived there or visited there, you know, from the early times to current days, Some of the wonderful women of Hill End too, you know, a woman called Harriet Beard who had the railway hotel and stores, and she made a lot of money, but she really helped people out. So she was sort of a loan shark, I suppose. But she would just say to people, look, just make an honest effort to repay me what you can. Right. And she made so much money. She had interests in different mining stakes. And when she retired, she actually took all the stock that was left in her shops, and she travelled around Hill End and gave people, just gave everything away. And she burned her account books. So anyone who owed her money at that point, she said, don't worry about it. I've made all my money. I'm heading off to retire, and so be it.
Wow. All right. Now, coming up this Saturday, the exhibition is having its official opening. What are the details?
Yes, so we'd love people to come along to Gang Gang Gallery. That's in the main street of Lithgow. And Summer Hipworth, who people would know from Eskbank House, is going to do the opening for us. That's between 2 and 4pm. And I'll do a bit of a talk, and hopefully we'll have a couple of other guests. And just a really lovely afternoon.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, joining me online, it's always fascinating the work she pulls together. It really does capture our history, which is just so close to us. It's just 150 years ago or thereabouts these stories unfolded. Bec Wilson, thank you very much. Good luck with the exhibition, and it's nice to chat this morning.
Good on you, Neil. Thanks so much. We look forward to seeing everybody there.